And some of them still come to see me and say, you used to work for Dr. S***, didn't you?
Yes, you did. But one is set up as business-like as the dentist office. Now, you know, they'll call you today and remind you your appointment is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Dr. S***. Never did that. If he had a few minutes, he and mother would just go sit and watch TV or read a book. And she had her favorite soap operas. She kind of would hope that she had a spare time.
Well, he and I worked crossword puzzles. So we had a lot of spare time.
They wouldn't have very many people at all, maybe one or two to come.
Well, he was already old enough to retire. He's already old enough.
Sounds like he was fun to work with.
And after, oh, he was. He was a very kind person. And eventually, he climbed up on the ladder that was out on the front where people were fixing to do the gutters mm-hmm. on his house. And he climbed that ladder and lost his balance and fell from the ladder and cracked his head real hard and broke his hand. He broke his right hand that he needed for dentistry. And he was never the same anymore after that, and that was too bad. It sure was. Let's see. Did they talk about how Barrington Hall used to have the pretty front on it?
No, nobody's told us about that.
Well, now, you know, it's just a rock wall with a whole lot of trees growing all around it. Mm-hmm. And it didn't used to look like that at all. There was, when they built the square, the little square downtown, and it, at that time, and I don't even know if it's so or not now, Amy, do the fountains still run out there? Mm-hmm. There are seven fountains in that square, and they are the seven people that are the founders of the town or whatever. But over there by the Barrington Hall, now you have to remember that to begin with, in this town, Barrington Hall stood up here on a high place, and the road sloped down and sloped down and sloped down, and then came up to another hilltop, and that's where the church was. That's where the church is, the little historic church. But when they built that road around that, which was WPA again, it had been the road from Marietta, and it went that way, and it did go around that way. And so they just built up that little square, put it in a box, and built the fence around it. But over there on that side, Barrington Hall still had its beautiful wide steps. I guess they were
cement or rock or whatever.
Whatever, but I guess they were as wide as this table is, long as a long thing. And you climbed those steps, and up at the top of them, there were two beautiful gates that were, I'm sure they were wooden, but they went up this way and arched and came out like that and were white. And it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. And you could, that fine hall, that beautiful hall was right up there. You could see that and know what was up there. And if you walked up those steps, there was a nice, long, open walkway up to the house. And up and down along that walkway, there were boxwoods planted on each side, English boxwoods. And it was a pretty old place, but not well cared for. Not well cared for. But at some other time, there had been a way to get into Barrington Hall around on the side where buggies and horses and things came up, and they would hitch the horse to the post or whatever.